Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul.
Fourth and final hour. Zolak and Bertrand, Beadle, Hardy, McCone. On July the 6th, yes.
Sorry, I was just responding to a text from Maz,
which says,
"Hey, just curious, where did DeChambeau rank in driving distance average last year?" So I just texted back to him, "Google it, Maz." He's sitting at home, right?
Off the top of your head.
I don't know. I'm doing a radio show. Why don't you look it up? He doesn't. And the time it took him to text me that, he's obviously he has a smartphone in front of him, and I believe at home. I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Even McCone's laughing at him.
It's unbelievable.
Are you ready for the calls again?
Yes, I told you. I think they're going to be better.
Aldo and Ludlow. Aldo.
Hey, guys. What's next? The little people are going to be mad about the New York and San Francisco Giants?
Yes, it's the exact same thing.
Ah, yes, the slippery slope argument. Yes. Yep, heard that one, too.
Yes, the Native Americans... And their problems with the name the Redskins is the exact same thing as someone short of stature not liking the name Giant. Yep, it's the exact same thing.
Let's go to Matt in the car. Hi, Matt. The
calls are worse already. They're worse. I thought they would be better. That, based on that one call, it's worse.
Matt?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Let me try to make it better for you. So I'm going to go with Cleveland Rocks. For the nickname, couple reasons. They have their own theme song. Two, greatest underdog story ever. The Rocks is what took down Goliath, and I miss Drew Carey.
And I miss Drew Carey is number one. I've seen a new one, Hardy, that was not on our list. You ever heard of a Nighthawk?
It was a Sylvester Stallone movie.
No, I mean like it's a bird though. It's actually a bird, mm-hmm. And it is. It is found throughout Ohio, through many of the cities in Ohio, including Cleveland and Columbus.
All right.
And it's a bird that, it's a hawk that comes out at night. Could make for a good name and a good logo.
It's also...
Cleveland Nighthawks.
I never knew this. Did you... That's the name of the painting. You know Beetle, you know the painting with the people in the diner at nighttime? And it's a Edward Hopper painting. And then it gets like parodied a lot with like instead of the four people in the diner, it'll be Marilyn Monroe and Elvis and James Dean. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I just looked it up.
The name of that painting is Nighthawks. Huh. I didn't know. All right, Cleveland Nighthawks. It's not bad. I don't love it. I thought Nighthawks was also a Sylvester Stallone movie. Is it
better
not?
I don't know. Better than Crows.
It is. Sylvester Stallone and Rutger Hauer. Yep. Yeah, it's better than Crows, and it's better than the Rockers, and it's better than the Steamers.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete?
Oh, hey, guys. I just got my head out of my butt after that Indian call, so thanks for putting me on hold for a while because I wouldn't have been able to talk. That Indian war call, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was something else.
I was calling about the testing with Major League Baseball, which... seems to be a little flawed at the moment. But
it's 1:08. They probably just missed a pickup party. There's probably a 1 o'clock pickup at the FedEx box. They just missed it. Yes, Pete, but go ahead.
With David Price opting out, I think was a big deal because he seems to have some influence over players. And the difference between now and like back in April is, you know, doctor after doctor in the emergency room are reporting, you know, it's a lot younger people between 20 and 44 that are being hospitalized. They may not be dying, but they are being hospitalized. And I just wonder what effect that's having on these athletes, because before they really didn't think it could touch them.
Yeah, I don't think that's the thing that's going to drive them away. I think it's knowing players that end up having it, as we just saw today with Freddie Freeman and Nick Markakis. Freddie Freeman has it. He's, you know, not doing great. And one of his teammates spoke to him, and Nick Markakis said, "That's it, I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm not going through this." And so he left. Now, you know, 36 years old. He's had a long, successful major league career, Nick Markakis. So, you know, maybe he's in a different place than a younger player is. But that's what I think would really sway some opinions, is if a player that they know gets it and is having a hard time dealing with it. That could move, that could change some opinions. I think Mike Trout's in a different category. Mike Trout is over, you know, the fact that he's about to have a child.
Right.
So it's a little different for him. Gordon Hayward is also sort of in that department where his wife is expecting again. And when his wife is going into labor or is close to having the baby, he has said he is leaving the bubble. He's out. He's going to leave and he's going to come back, hopefully. But he's going to have to be put through whatever protocol is in place. I think it's 7 days, 7 day minimum quarantine when you get back to the bubble.
Well, and different quarantine lengths based on the reason for your departure. Like, they're going to use it as a punishment for, you know, and again, each league has, you know, different agreements with the players and the players union. But if you leave just to, you know, go to the bar, they're going to put you in quarantine for a certain amount of time. If you leave for a family emergency or something like that, then I don't think you have to quarantine as long once you're back.
It's 4 days, four days minimum.
There it is.
Yeah. If a player leaves but it has to be for fewer than 7 days. So if a player leaves for fewer than 7 days and tests negative on each day that he is not inside the bubble, which, how is that going to happen? He would have to quarantine for 4 days upon returning.
Mm-hmm.
So he's then going to have to get a test every single day that he's not in the bubble to be able to get it down to 4 days. Any player who leaves the bubble without approval will be subject to a minimum quarantine of 10 days.
Right.
He would have permission, so it would be minimum of 4 days. Okay, then. So we'll have to see if that comes into play for the Celtics and Gordon Hayward leaving. Nate is in Walpole. Hey, Nate.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I got a quick question. What are we going to do with these Native American names? You know, can we just kind of come up with some team names that respect Native Americans? Like, for instance, the Cleveland Tomahawks. Do you guys think that would be something that's controversial or offensive? Because I think it's pretty cool. Thanks.
I think they're going to move away from it altogether.
I would think so.
Is what I think they're going to do. And I think maybe had they changed, if Cleveland had changed their logo at some point, or the Redskins had changed their name at some point, they'd have a fighting chance right now, but they don't now. They don't. I think it's way too late in the game to be, you know, amending things as opposed to eliminating them.
I think it's going to be the whole notion of using it as something, you know, toyish or clownish. And even if you're trying to pay respect to it, you know, you've set a precedent for too long of it being disrespectful. You know, I don't know that you're gonna convince anybody now that you're doing it. You know, before, you know, we were insensitive, but now we're gonna, you know, how do you have that conversation? How do you convince people that you're not still, you know, using it in a way that they're not comfortable with, or exploiting it, you know, for your own purposes? It's the exploitation that you're going to have to argue against. And I don't know how you win that argument. And again, I'm not making the argument, but the people who are making the argument, I would listen to them, and I don't know how you defend against it. And if that's something that they feel that strongly about, who are you to say otherwise?
But there are other teams, though, in sports that are not as that don't make things out to be as much of a caricature as, let's say,
correct,
the Indians did,
right,
with their mascot. For example, the Atlanta Braves. Are the Atlanta Braves, do they need to change their name?
Or the Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks is another one. The one that I often think of is the Florida Seminoles, because they actually have a relationship, from what I understand, I assume this is still the case, with the Seminole tribe. So I don't think anyone's calling for the Florida Seminoles to change their name, are they?
Not that I know of, no. But look, there's been talk of, I'm sure, in Chicago, and I saw a couple of stories over the weekend about whether or not, you know, you're going to be asked to, or if it's going to be entered into the conversation. The Atlanta Braves, okay, you know, the name itself is certainly not disparaging, I don't think. But then again, what do I know? You know, what am I going to draw on my vast Native American heritage to know whether or not being called a Brave is something that, you know, is considered a compliment? Is it complimentary? Is it exploitive? Is it something that you just don't want? And it's like, no, go screw. You know, don't go using the names of anything referring to our heritage after the way that, you know, an entire population was treated. If they don't want it, then yeah, they might have to enter into the conversation too.
Well then, we did want to talk more about Cam Newton as well. And there's a comparison with Cam Newton being made to Randy Moss. We will get to that and more of your calls as well, all on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Pete. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Play this right before the games in Cleveland, Arnie? No?
I can think of a couple of people who'd be very happy about it. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm
sure all the hand and I just around. 617-779-0985. We started off the day talking about Cam Newton. And Randy Moss has said that Cam Newton will make the Patriots' offense fun. That's what he said. Mike Reese in his Sunday Notes says this. Newton's linked to Moss. It's hard to find a better Patriots-specific comparison for the signing of quarterback Cam Newton than when the team acquired receiver Randy Moss in 2007. I got to be honest, Hardy, this when I read that, I did not think that there would be like an obvious link between Cam Newton and Randy Moss.
The only link that came up in my mind was everybody knows who he is. You know, Moss was, as Zoe likes to say, planet player. Whereas, you know, Cam Newton, amazing player, but I don't think of him along the same lines as Randy Moss, who was a singular talent at the position, you know? But in terms of, you know, what they meant personally, or what they meant as an icon in the sport, I wasn't drawing a lot of connections at first.
He writes, both were superstar players with a flair and aura to them. And on the surface, they might not have seemed like natural fits in the team's program and system. Moss bought in fully and turned in a record-breaking season in his first year in New England. Motivated to get his career back on track, Newton looks to follow the same script. See, this is what I don't like. When did Cam Newton sort of quit on his team the way Moss did everywhere he went? And by the way, I love Randy Moss. I think he's arguably the best receiver in the history of the league.
Yes.
But you can't deny that everywhere he went, it ended poorly. It didn't end great in Minnesota. in the first go round. It didn't end well in Oakland. It didn't end well here. Where did it end well in any of his stops, Randy Moss? It never ended well.
No.
And because of him.
And with Cam Newton, it's not that at all. Now, it didn't end great in Carolina, but...
But it was because of money and contract and injury.
And
it wasn't because they didn't like him.
Right. And I guess the most acrimonious of it was the fact that the team was saying that he wanted to be traded and asked to be traded. And Cam Newton went on social media and said, I never asked to be traded. This is not true. So, okay, that part of it ended poorly. But it
Who
wasn't
do you believe?
Cam.
Who do you believe in
that? I believe Cam.
So do I.
I believe
the team has every reason to lie about it.
I believed Cam at the time. We all did. When there was never even a thought that he would end up as a Patriot. We're like, Cam Newton's on there saying, I never asked to be traded. And I believed him then and believe him now. So, you know, that's not on him. With Randy Moss, it was always on him. The way things ended with those teams.
You know, so Randy Moss turned out to be, as Mike Reese puts it, motivated and energized by the change. That he set an NFL record with 23 touchdown receptions in an electrifying season. Yes, it turned out that he was motivated and energized and had a great year. When they made that deal for Randy Moss around the draft, did you know that Randy Moss was going to come to New England to be energized and motivated? Did we know that?
No.
We didn't. It turned out to be the case, which was great for everybody involved. Do we know right now that Cam Newton is energized and motivated to prove his doubters wrong and to prove the Panthers wrong?
It seems that way.
Absolutely. We know that already. Whether or not it works out is another, you know, discussion. But we know he's motivated. Because I don't, you know, other than that, again, that fumble recovery or lack thereof, I don't think there's a problem with Cam Newton ever having, like, given up on a season or being a guy that his head coach would look at and say, oh, this guy, you can't get through to this guy. You know, what's his deal? That's not the MO on this player. So I don't love the comparison. I don't. And I think if you were like betting on Cam Newton right now, what kind of season he would have? Will it be record breaking and better at the quarterback position than what Randy Moss gave the Patriots in 2007? I'd say that's a long shot. I mean, I'm really excited about it. I'm glad they made the move, but I'm also not expecting him to be the best quarterback in the NFL the way Randy Moss that year was the best receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
just a hard comparison to make.
It's a hard comparison to make due to the position. And, I mean, Randy Moss was coming in to join Tom Brady. Cam Newton is coming in to join who? Julian Edelman? I mean, coming in to join what? All of the other potent weapons that the Patriots have offensively right now. They have some real good players. But it's you can't compare it to Moss coming in to join a Tom Brady-led offense to what Cam Newton is joining here in New England. It's just not a fair comparison.
Right. And the reason why he was a free agent and was available because he was hurt. He had a big contract. His play had dropped as a result of his injuries. And he's now in his 30s, and the team wanted to go in a different direction. I don't think it was personal.
No.
I don't think he looked at Cam Newton and said, this guy's work ethic sucks. We got to move on from him. I don't think that's how he ended up being a free agent. I don't think that's it at all. And I think why there was a lack of interest in him was because there are some real concerns about where he's at and where he will be at. Can he bounce back? I think a lot of teams have doubts. And Cam Newton knows that. And yes, he will use that as motivation. But we'll see how it works out. I don't expect him to be the best in the sport at his position. That's a hard ask. 617-779-0985. Mike is in Quincy today. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I can tell you that the Redskin thing is a long time coming. They should have changed the name years ago. But I also wanted to make a suggestion for Cleveland. Superman was created by two guys who live in Cleveland. I think it would be a fantastic name. I think that... In general, sports teams should go to mythical creatures or superheroes for names in the future.
So what? No, hold on. What should their name be?
The Superman.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, they have to get approval from Warner Brothers and DC Comics and stuff like that, but you can call it the Super Squad, you can put Supermen, whatever you want to do. I just think it's a good, it's better than the Spiders or the Crows. Let me just say that.
About the Supermans.
Super Mans, plural.
Right. Because there's only one Superman.
Right.
But we're we're the Supermans.
Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Comics. That's who you can be.
Supermen. Do you think Superman? I don't know. Would there be any issues with getting clearance to call your team against the most iconic comic book?
Why is spiders a thing? By the way, why is the spider one circulating?
Because they were the Cleveland Spiders for 2 years from 1897 to 1899.
Don't you remember? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I sort of like that one. It has some history behind it.
Yes, I said who doesn't remember the name of the Cleveland baseball team from 123 years ago?
By the way, there's a mock-up. There's a mock-up of what the Cleveland Spiders would look like.
Yes.
It's not bad, Artie. It's a good-looking uniform.
You want to be a spider?
Again, you can have this.
You want to be a spider?
Joke again.
You want to be a spider?
Sure, why not?
I'm a spider, you're a spider. Go Spiders! It doesn't work. That's why there are no spiders in sports right now. Because the name sucks.
Zach in Milford.
People hate spiders.
Zach.
Hey, guys. Hope you had a good fourth. Hardy, I'm still down the Cape, and I would just want to talk about Bryson. Amidst COVID, you know, Beetle, you made the point that the cameramen are typically in spots that they usually aren't. That doesn't absolve a professional athlete to go off on this, never mind for him to complain. Hey, if you want to complain, just go and golf better. Now, I get he won this weekend, but I don't want to hear the complaining. I like his game. He's in the ball a mile. Give him some credit there. Hey, he changed his game. He put on some weight. He put on some muscle. He changed his diet. He's out there, you know, playing great. So get off his case, people.
But he still acted like a dink when he had really no license to it. You know, when Dennis Rodman started kicking the guy underneath the hoop who was filming him a little too closely after he'd fallen down. You remember that? I mean, it's a classic image of Rodman kicking his legs out at the cameraman who, you know, had his legs stretched out too. Everyone knew that Rodman was a loose cannon, and everyone would almost expect him to behave that way. Bryson DeChambeau presents himself as, a professor of the game, as somebody who is taking it to new intellectual and physical levels. And for him to do something as petty as berate a cameraman, what did he do? Did he talk in his backswing? No. Did he?
By the way, Hardy, I looked at the video. Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
There's no cameraman near him.
He just didn't like that he was being filmed while he was hitting bad
shots. He just didn't like that TV kept him on the screen. There's no cameraman following him. When he says follow, he's on the other side of the fairway with a camera,
right,
and they're keeping him in the shot. He wasn't physically following him.
And
what Zach had just described wasn't even the case,
yes,
it turns out. It just meant that they kept him on camera.
Right. Anytime someone behaves like that,
he wasn't stalking him.
And Dennis Rodman included, it's like, hey, you have no problem being followed by a camera in every other instance of your life, but now you've got a problem with it?
We're not even talking about his meltdown or him doing this over the weekend if he hadn't complained about it being on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it might have been a footnote. It might have been a funny Twitter video like, ah, look at him, he had a meltdown. No one's talking negatively about him over it.
Yeah, right.
Golfer has a meltdown. Oh, that sucks. You know, oh, he's worked up there. He's emotional.
Yeah. It's just he's getting attention for everything else right now. And you know what? To the caller's point, there are some people who are immediately going to try and detract. And by the way, Maz texted me back. He's driving. That's why he couldn't look it up himself. I know what Maz is going to say and what Maz is thinking. Maz thinks he's juicing. What you put on 40 pounds. Look, if he put on 40 pounds of pure muscle, I get it. That ain't muscle. You can just look at him. That dude just beefed up because he got it set in his head that if I just weigh 40 pounds more than I do now, I can put a move on this ball and just pummel it, and it's working. So Maz thinks he's just, I don't care if golfers juice or not. I don't think it helps you all that much. But Bryson is showing that just putting on a bunch of weight and still adhering to everything else can help you drive the ball those distances, yeah, there are going to be people who automatically are going to, you know, question it or detract because he's on top of the world right now with his game. He's annihilating people right now. It would be enough just to do that. And all he has to do, and he can still berate the cameraman if you want to. Don't try and explain it away post-round. Don't try and, you know, like, you know, make your point. Recognize that, you know, what you did out there, it was you had a bad moment. I was having a bad couple of shots. I had a bad moment. That's on me. You don't even have to apologize. If you got a problem saying the words, I'm sorry, just say, yeah, that was dumb. And leave it at that, and everybody leaves it alone. But he's trying to explain it away like he does, you know, explaining how he was able to, divine the theory of having single length irons to you know, be the greatest golfer in the world right now. All right.
Today's takeaways are coming up at 1:50. We'll get to more of your calls before that next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
-779-0985 is the phone number. Chris is in Plymouth on Major League Baseball, and it's testing. What's up, Chris?
So, I actually had COVID for 14 days, and about 7 of those days was like the worst 7 days of my life. It literally felt like someone was sitting on my chest, and I am a 27-year-old, about 5'11". 220-pound male, so about what they are. And I wasn't in shape, and I'm not saying that I was working out every day, but if they're going to spring training, these guys are not in their physical peak. Like, some of them might be, but others will just go and eat what they want and then go pitch, you know? So, like, I'm not trying to scare them, but I would be a little worried if I was them. So, and it was horrible.
I'm sorry you went through that. I've heard from a couple of people, Beetle, that have had it and said that, like, you know, symptomatically, which is so weird. And you know, they still don't know. They still haven't figured out, like, why some people are affected by it. The completely asymptomatic cases, and then case like this guy who said 7 days, it's as sick as he's ever felt and wouldn't wish it on anybody. I don't even know if that is what is prompting some of these players to say, no thanks, I'm not doing it. I think it's for the health and safety concerns of whether it's, you know, pregnant wives or babies that they have at home, or if they just look at it and say, and no one has come out and said this, but David Price, for instance, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go back there to make 10 starts over the course of 60 games for what? 60-game season and go through all this? I don't need the money. Someone else will gladly, you know, take the starts for me. May not be the best thing for the team, but I've only been here about 20 minutes anyway. What do I live and die Dodger blue? I don't care. And so a lot of people, I think people are just going to be tapping out for that. And it's not something you would ever wish for someone who's playing for a team that you root for, but I kind of get it. I certainly get it for the people who don't want to put anyone at risk who they're living with, whether it's a pregnant spouse or a new baby in the house or someone with a pre-existing condition. 60-game baseball season? Who cares? I'm not playing.
Johnny in Texas. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Beetle. Hey, Hardy. What's going on? Thanks for keeping us entertained this afternoon. I appreciate that. I just wanted to call real quick about the Cam Newton situation, because over the 4th, I'm talking with a couple of buddies about the whole franchise tag. I know when the details of the contract came out, there was stuff that was on there saying, well, he has the ability to be tagged by the team. So I wanted to know if we were thinking, you know, glass half full. Let's say it's good. It works out. He is an MVP caliber-like season, like we all know he's capable of from the talent perspective there. And let's say they go 12-4 and 13-3. Is it as simple as, all right, mutualism? We used you for a year, now we're ready to go to Stidham, or Cam is ready to go to another team. And at the same time, does Belichick consider paying him the top five for a year with that franchise tag? Because I don't think a long-term extension is in the cards for either side. But let's say it works out. Is there any chance that they extend this from a year to two?
I think there's a chance. I don't think the percentage there is zero. Franchise tag number this year was $27 million, thereabouts. $27 million. Tom Brady just got 25 a year. Right?
Yep.
In his 40s. If it's $27 million next year, and Cam Newton has an MVP-caliber season, what do you do?
Why would you mess around with a franchise? You found your quarterback for the next 3 or 4 years. Sign him up.
Yeah.
Sign him up.
Because I think there's going to be some hesitation based on the injury history.
If he looks good all season, though, and he's healthy, you just didn't, you using your words, let's say he has an MVP caliber year. What are you messing around with a franchise tag for?
Anybody can have a good year. Can you have four more or five more after it?
Yeah, but he had one before, and he looked good in 18 before he got hurt. It's not a fluke. It's who he is. Sign him up. What are you messing around with a franchise tag for? It's a nice option to have. You know, if you're still a little unsure and you've looked more at Stidham and practices and maybe he's got a few more reps in real games and he doesn't look like he's ready, okay, you could franchise him for a year. But if to once again use the scenario of he has an MVP caliber season, yeah, like he did in 15 and like he was looking real good like he was in 2018, sign him up. What's the holdup?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to give him $60, $70 million guaranteed.
There you go. You got your quarterback. Got your
quarterback. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, damn right it is. Go find another quarterback if you don't like him. You thought you did in Jared Stidham. That's what I was told. That's what I read nonstop for weeks until they brought in Cam Newton. Whoops. I guess they don't have the next quarterback. Or at least they're not sure.
Andy is in Plymouth. One second. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? This one's for Hardy, since I know how much you like turtles. How about instead of the Redskins, we go with the Washington Red-Belly Cooters? They're a near-threatened turtle, and I think that's a good name.
Red-Belly Cooter? Is that what he said?
I think that's what he said.
I'm gonna look.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Google, is that a thing?
The red-bellied cooter is indeed, or the northern red-bellied cooter, is a turtle species, fairly large river turtle.
Averages 29 to 30 centimeters in length.
I'm familiar with red-eared sliders, and we had a couple of those.
I like turtles.
That's right. The Washington. I think you need to be respectful of the turtle and give it the full name, the Washington Northern Red-Bellied Cooters.
Oh, I thought we were just going to go with DC Cooters. No. No, okay. Steven in New Hampshire. Hi, Steven.
Hi, how are you guys? I love your show.
Hey, Steven. What's up?
Hey, I'm originally from Quincy, Mass. Born and bred there. Been up here in New Hampshire for 25 years or so. I was thinking of, you know, the Cleveland Indians, why not just call them the natives, like the Native Americans?
I don't know. I look, maybe because the Native American people who have a problem with the name Indians don't want to be used as a mascot anymore.
DC Cooters.
Yeah, there you go. I knew you weren't back from that.
I got lost on this.
Yeah. Instead, you decided.
Why? Exactly for the reason you're about to say.
Yeah, because they don't want to be used as a mascot anymore. Whether you call us the indigenous Americans, whether you call us the Braves, whether you call us the Blackhawks. By the way, the Chicago Blackhawks history, you know, whether it's as a military unit. That's why they got away with it. Well, why do they have the Native American logo then? Well, because it's both. All right. Well, I don't know. My guess is, though, Beetle, like you said, I don't think they're going to hang on to any terminology that would allude to Native Americans or Indigenous Americans anymore. Once you make that change, you make it to something else that you can almost guarantee will not be an issue or a controversy going forward, because we don't want to do this again.
Terry in North Andover. Terry.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm calling about Cleveland. I was thinking about, what about the Cleveland Crickets?
Ooh.
That's a new one.
Who wouldn't want to be a cricket? Is there anything other than the alliteration about it that you like, Terry?
I had to let Terry go. We got to get to takeaways.
Did you have to or did you decide to?
I decided to.
All right.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180. And take it away. That's what Zoe would say. I don't have any copy. I don't know.
I don't either. I was just saying that.
Awaken180.com. You know it, baby.
I don't think that's the site. You might want to double check that.
It's not.
It's awaken180weightloss.com is the website.
Yeah, that's what happens if you type in awaken180.com? It takes you to awaken180weightloss.com. It automatically redirects. So you know what to do, baby. Awaken180. And you know what? Turns out that is their new tagline. It says it right there on the front page. You know it, baby. Surprising. What are the odds?
Ba-da-bum.
Long-term solution for weight loss, Beetle. Okay.
Let's get right to it. Let's get to a couple of things here. Uh-huh. Number one, a bank of calls that had people threatening to come to the station and drive their truck through the telephone pole outside the station to take down the phones.
There are many teams named after Indians. And do you know why?
Hey, I got a name there. Cleveland Maracas.
Number one is we won the war.
And then for their logo, you got the rocking chair with the old guy with his beard and his corncob pipe.
How did we take claim to this country? We fought the Indians and we won.
By committing genocide. Yeah, the Indians weren't necessarily fighting back.
Charlie in Newbury with a suggestion. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
And another thing, Chief Wahoo, a cartoon character, and they can't handle that? It's cute.
They're birds, the cardinals, so that's out. They're bugs, the ladybugs, so that's out. They're cookies, the sugar cookies, so that's out.
I mean, Bugs Bunny, should we protect the rabbit because there's a cartoon character by the name of Bugs Bunny?
You should have invited people to come here and take the phone lines. I thought the reaction was a bit much. Listening back to it, no. That would have been acceptable. That would have been preferable.
We should have just stuck with our own takes on the matter and the names that we came up with, Hardy.
Oh, no. Oh, the Cleveland Spiders were a professional baseball team. Thank you to Mark who sent this to me. Based in Cleveland. They played from 1887 to 1899.
I'm thinking maybe steamers would be a good one for them.
With a locomotive engine.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be what you're thinking.
They got train tracks in Cleveland, don't
they? They probably got a crap ton of them, right? And you get a locomotive barreling towards you, steam coming off right on the chest.
Right there, emblazoned. Right there, across the uniform.
And a color scheme that matches the football team so they can use brown.
Yes.
You ever see the Cleveland Steamers in there wear their brown hues?
Want to keep something unified here across the state.
They haven't been great on the base paths this season. We all know the Cleveland Steamers are better when they're not running.
They've been a real solid team. Oh, I'd hate to know what happens when they're losing, Hardy. You know, when they've been on an 8-game skid.
Are you proud of any of that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's part
yes,
of the,
I
that's
am.
Part of the problem. You are part of the problem.
Well, hey, at least we tried. At least we tried to. To
We're come trying
up with
to be part of the solution here.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Don't so want to create any further problems.
So many good tweets, too. I can't say any of them. Just
none of them are suitable for air.
Nope. And thank you to everybody for also trying to be part of the solution here. All right,
then.
Going to do it again tomorrow. McCone's back in tomorrow.
Nice.
So we'll have that.
Very nice. We'll do it again tomorrow, then.
Okay. Thanks, T-Bone. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, guys.
Looks like we got Big Jim Murray.
Yep.
Looks like we got Joe Murray. Who else today? That's it? Big Jim and Joe.
Murray and Murray.
It's Murray and Murray on the afternoon show. All right.
The law firm of Murray and Murray.
Good enough.
It's coming your way right after headlines. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.